Dit is New Business Radio.
Welcome to Water Talks, a podcast and radio special inspiring the Dutch water sector and business professionals around the globe. In collaboration with the Netherlands Water Partnership, New Business Radio creates podcast specials like this one supported by the Partners for Water program. In Water Talks, we conduct current, relevant, and engaging discussions with several parties who work in or with the Dutch water sector. Today, we talk about social inclusion in the international water projects. The main topic is how to improve international water projects and master planning through more socially inclusive behavior. Social inclusion here means involving people, not just the decision makers, so also including those who normally may not be included in the decision-making process. My name is Volker Tempelman. Joining me today are special guests Tanja Huizer, Project Manager, Water and Environment at Arcadis, Aditi Kapoor, Technical Advisor at the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Center, and Dennis van Peppen, Team Manager Water Programs at the Netherlands Enterprise Agency. Welcome everybody, good to have you.
Good to be here, thank you Volkert.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for inviting me, look forward.
Today we're talking about raising awareness on the vital importance of socially inclusive behavior in international water projects and master planning. We're going to share different perspectives and we'd like to inform the sector about what various parties are doing on the topic of social inclusion. But first, let's start this part of the show with a quick dive into how you guys are involved and what your take is on social inclusion in international water projects. Tanja, I would like to begin with you. How are you involved as a project manager, water and environment at Arcadis?
Well, as you know, Arcadis is a consultancy firm and we are working on many different resilience and water management projects all over the world. Usually those projects are related to pre-feasibility, planning and design of water infrastructure. And there's more and more need to understand the challenges and potential impacts of the communities in the areas that we work with. We experience that many of those projects are starting from a point of view of engineering, a technical point of view. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the social opportunities, because you can even co-create new infrastructure, but also social impacts are lacking or not always taken into account.
What's your take on how to improve international water projects and master planning through more socially inclusive behavior?
Well, we think that if we intertwine the social and technical aspects of the projects a bit better, for example, by starting with involving stakeholders from the start of the project instead of in a later process, then you can start the co-creation together. I think that is very important. And another aspect is sharing lessons learned, because as a company, we have a long track record in engineering projects, but we have only a minor group of social experts in our company. So we are also exchanging lessons learned on how to include social inclusivity in our engineering projects with our technical colleagues.
Aditi, how about you? How are you involved as a technical advisor at the Red Cross and Red Crescent Climate Center?
Well, as you know, that the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Center is really looking at the science of climate. So, you know, weather and climate science. It's also looking at policies which are influenced or can actually look after people, and also practices. The Climate Center is also actually really focused on vulnerable people. So many of the international water projects are usually, they usually do impact the most people who are really the most vulnerable. And I completely agree with Tanya that the need to involve these people right at the start is extremely important, because what are we dealing with when we're looking at climate change? We're dealing with either too much water or too little water, right? So we're looking at droughts, we're looking at floods, we're looking at late rains, too much rains, erratic rains. So these are the people who are feeling all those impacts. Now, unless and until we know what are they actually feeling, how are they dealing with it, because they are dealing with it, what is it that we can learn from them? How do we then weave it into these projects so that they stay there? I think those are things that are so critical to the success of these international water projects. And as Tanya said, they need to be involved right from the start. And that's what really the Climate Center is all about. It works at climate change, but it puts these, you know, these vulnerable people, we call them vulnerable people, you call them users. So the international water projects are really, these are the users. Now, unless and until you make something which is user friendly, it's not going to stand the test of time. And which is where I think we come in very strongly to make sure that whatever is made is really user friendly, and it's going to be used and owned by the people who are going to be left with it.
Same question for you as well. Aditi, what's your take on how to improve international water projects and master planning through more socially inclusive behavior?
Yes. So I think it's important to involve people who are going to be using these projects. You know, when we're working with the government, we show the design to them, we take their feedback, but somehow the international projects don't show the design to the people who are going to actually be affected by it. So I think that's very important to take their feedback into the designs of that international projects to make sure that we also learn from them what is some of the contextual local knowledge that will help the water infrastructure. Also, what is extremely important is that these are some of the questions that the water infrastructure project can ask. Who are we building for? Who is going to use it? Who will be looking after it? And who will remember what a great project it is? So if we involve them in the design, we take a feedback, and then we get a validation done. We make sure that whatever monitoring evaluation needs to be done is also done by them. I think these are participatory approaches which the Red Cross, Red Crescent movement as a whole, both the Climate Center, the Netherlands Red Cross, everybody really, you know, thinks it really spells the success of these projects. So I think it's extremely important to be participative. And so, the social behavior of both parties are changed. So the people look at things differently, and the water infrastructure people also look at things differently. I think that's how the social inclusion can really happen in real terms.
Dennis, moving on to you, how are you involved as a team manager of water programs at the Netherlands Enterprise Agency?
Yeah, well, I'm basically working in this business for about 12 years now. And the Netherlands Enterprise Agency, as you might know, is a Dutch government implementing agency. So we are responsible for a lot of the work that our government is designing across the globe in terms of water management, which means basically that in a lot of our government-to-government relationships in the area of water in Asia and Africa, we're supporting those governments with integrated water management planning, and that planning often consists of water strategies and water master plans. And what I've noticed over the years, over those 12 years, especially in the early years, that it's quite a one-way street. So from the side of the Netherlands, so we are having this government-to-government relationship. We were contracting often a Dutch engineering firm to do the master plan, and together with the government, they developed that plan, and then that was it. So it was very, you know, a one-way street, and basically we've been realizing also due to a lot of, well, discussion and criticism also, especially from the NGO sector, which represented local stakeholders and especially vulnerable groups, we realized that that approach was vulnerable and risky. And that's also the reason why I initiated last year the Netherlands Community of Practice on Social Inclusion in International Water Plans, to bring together the Dutch water sector, different actors, such as government, as ourselves, my colleagues at the ministries, but also from the engineering firms, from the knowledge institutes, from the NGOs, to actually sit together and discuss better approaches, to better understand what we're doing when making these plans. I think it's very important that we do that, because I think our approach is risky. We might design plans which have a bad effect on a very big number of people, and two, I think we also miss a lot of opportunities to learn from local communities and use their knowledge and use their creativity in designing better plans. And I think we're making progress there now.
Dennis, our main question today is how to improve international water projects and how to master planning through more socially inclusive behavior. Does your take differ a lot from how Tanya and Aditi look into the matter?
No, actually, it's maybe a bit boring for you, but I'm very much agreeing with them. So Tanya was talking about co-creation. I very much believe in that. I think we need to co-create with different expertises that prepare these master plans together with local stakeholders. Yeah, so we need not only the engineers, but also the social scientists and the architects and the urban developers. And on a local level, we need those local community leaders and we need the knowledge from the community to create better projects and better plans. So that's very important. Aditi very clearly said, and rightfully so, that you know, if we make a design, we should put it forward to the local communities. But I would like to add to that that it's also important that we should make the design together with those local communities. So we should design approaches where design is being co-created. And I think that that would add a lot of value, and we will be able to get much better plans and projects, which will benefit the local beneficiaries and the local cities and deltas and rivers that we're working.
In the upcoming blocks of this show, we will be discussing your different points of view about this subject matter. Tanya, do you already have questions popping up in your mind?
Questions?
Yeah, to ask Dennis and Aditi later on?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
Nice one. Thank you very much, guys. We're going to take a quick break. More Water Talks on New Business Radio coming up.
This is New Business Radio.